You're listening to New England Public Radio. Many theater people will tell you that in a live production, they're used to responding in the moment if some cue is missed or some prop forgotten. But no one quite imagined responding to entire seasons being canceled. Now actors and directors are finding ways to adapt by producing theater online. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman has the story of one Western Massachusetts playwright and his new show.
Here's the opening moment from a play in rehearsal. It's called This Is Your Captain.
Good morning from the flight deck. We'll be in the air today for about an hour and 20 minutes. I'll be back with an update on our arrival when we're a little bit closer.
Three passengers are sitting on an airplane. The wing catches fire after an explosion.
Oh my God. I think the engine exploded.
The captain announces to the cabin that it's not a big deal and they're going to fly on to their destination.
The playwright, James McLinden, who lives in Northampton, Massachusetts, finished writing this 10-minute show in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic.
About half the passengers think that this is crazy and the plane should make an immediate emergency landing.
Hey, everyone. The wing is on fire and we're going to blow up if we don't do something. Who's with me?
Hey, it's just a glow, people. Captain says he knows what he's doing better than Snowflake here. Who's with me?
The other half think that there's more than one way to run an airline, and they prefer the one that isn't all tied up in rules and red tape, like landing when your wing's on fire.
Elements of the satire have been churning in McLinden's mind for months. At the heart of it, This Is Your Captain is a farce about the political divide underway in the U.S., and McLinden says the pandemic has only amplified that split and gave the play a deeper meaning.
Everything is fine, everything is normal, and everyone is starting to see that.
This is not normal. The plane is on fire.
Potato, potato. Sit down. Shut up.
The actors and director are all rehearsing from their own homes around Western Massachusetts. They're using Zoom, and that's how they intend to produce the show for an audience. There's a lot to sort out, like who tilts in which direction when the captain announces he's going to roll the airplane. And how will snacks get handed from the flight attendant in one Zoom frame to a passenger in another?
That works great. I'm going to interrupt there. Let's even do that one more time. James, how do you feel about that? Are you good?
I think so. Yeah, I want to see it one more time.
Okay, great.
Yeah, can somebody build in a vocal cue for me then? Because
a few weeks into rehearsals, it became clear Zoom has its limitations. In this play, the passengers need to appear as if they're sitting in a row, side by side, window, middle aisle. But you, in the audience, have control over how the frames appear on your screen. So, This Is Your Captain will be filmed as a video chat and then uploaded. McLinden says writers always need to keep in mind the limitations of how audiences see their work, whether it's pages in a book, actors on a stage, or a handheld screen. So, is a Zoom production of This Is Your Captain theater?
I guess I'm less concerned about the label we put on it and more concerned about does it work as the medium that it is.
McLinden had several other plays and readings canceled or postponed when the pandemic began.
The heartening thing was the way that theater reinvented itself almost overnight, almost literally overnight. And suddenly there were all these theaters looking for scripts that could be produced on a Zoom platform.
And in addition to This Is Your Captain, McLinden has a play in the Boston Theater Marathon this month. The marathon in years past was 50 plays performed live over 10 hours in one day. This year, online, it's a play almost every day at noon on a video platform. So theater has found a way to keep going, McLinden says, though new full-length plays won't likely be produced in this setting. And for McLinden, the pandemic does have some familiar elements.
One of the jokes in social media streams of playwrights is that we've been social distancing forever. You know, it's not new to us. What I really miss the most is the late afternoon, going out and getting a cup of coffee and being out in the world.
McLinden does get up from his desk to stretch his legs, a new break option, a game of ping pong with his son, who is unexpectedly finishing his college year at home. And on a recent walk downtown, McLinden gathered ideas for a new play about the impact of the pandemic on homeless people, who were the only ones he saw out on the street.
The people they could conceivably receive money from just weren't there anymore. The coffee shops and other places where they hang out during the day to get warm and to get something to eat are closed.
It is a very troubling time for so many reasons, McLinden says, and occasionally it has been hard to focus. He hears that from other writers, too. When the pandemic first hit, another joke going around on social media was how Shakespeare wrote King Lear while he was quarantined.
That's a lot of pressure to have to write King Lear.
So McLinden says maybe this isn't the time to write your great opus, whether tragedy or comedy, and the latter is what McLinden mostly writes. When theaters reopen, he imagines they'll be kept less full to maintain social distancing.
You know, if you write a comedy, especially with anything that you write, losing two-thirds of an audience is daunting. You want people there. You want laughing, and you want the kind of warmth and the energy that just builds in a closely packed crowd.
People will still enjoy the show. McLinden will keep writing plays, he says. It will all just be different. And for now, the audience will be laughing from home.
Any purchases today from Sky Bazaar?
You got any asbestos parachutes?
You're funny.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.